Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morning, Rob. How are you?
Good morning. Well, I'm fantastic. What a beautiful day, isn't it?
It's so good. It's amazing what the weather does for your mood, eh? I feel like a million times better in the last 3 days than I have for the last 2 weeks.
True.
Well, I'll tell you what, after this first thing, I'm going to tell you, you're going to feel even better.
Oh, excellent. What have you got for us?
Right, well, I've got a couple of things. Firstly, I should be honest, I was a bit perplexed. I've chosen my words very carefully here. I was a bit perplexed by certain elements of humanity. I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
Last week, not just here, worldwide, I'm sitting there thinking, what is going on here? What is going on here? And then I saw this little thing I was telling you about, and it's brought me back. And I have to thank them for that.
Okay, I'm excited.
And just briefly before I get into it, I just want to point out, I'm not taking a mickey out of these people or being sarcastic or nothing like that. I genuinely love them.
Excellent. I'm excited to hear what we're talking about.
Okay. I'll say into it. A potato weighing 7.9 kg and found in Hamilton.
7.9?
Yeah.
Have you seen a photo of this potato, Zoe?
I think I have.
What it looks like.
Give us a description.
Like, have you ever seen Blade?
I have, yeah.
Blade?
Yeah.
You know right at the end of the first movie when Stephen Dorff,
yes,
blows up and he gets really, really big and all his head start and arms start poking out of his body. That's what it looks like.
It does, yeah. That's a great description. Slightly terrifyingly graphic, but yeah, that is what it looks like.
Yeah. Anyway, right, okay. It was discovered by Colin and Donna Craig Brown. He told me, when I first hit it with the spade, I said to Donna, this must be one of those white kumara that we grew because some of them are just grew massive here. So he tasted it and realised it was a potato. So he took and taken it out, right, and they've named it Doug. He's going to get better, right? Now, they've grown really fond of it. A bit weird, but so far they put a hat on it.
Nice.
Missed out there. They had the chance to make the world's biggest Mr. Potato.
I was just thinking that. That's great.
Yeah, with all the other little heads. Anyway, they've put it on Facebook and taken it out for walks.
Stick it in a little pram, push it around.
They're just trying to do their bits, a bit of fun, and I applaud them for it. Thank you so much.
I know.
That's
you know
awesome.
What? Who would have thought that a 7 kg potato would restore your faith in humanity, Rob? But it really does. Puts things back
but
in perspective,
eh? They've wrapped Doug up in plastic bags to keep it from drying out.
Nice.
And Colin is now going to turn the potato into vodka.
Oh,
okay.
I would buy a bottle of that. Yeah,
that's like bootlegging, isn't it? You can't sell it.
No, you can't sell it. I would be gifted a bottle of that. I don't know.
Well, I was going to say, you know, if you're listening, you two, we love you so much. We will take the chance.
We'll happily try.
Just thank you so much. There's just so much horrible stuff everywhere. It's just beautiful to read something. It's just something.
Yep. It's
honestly,
I know, I totally do. I think that is, you know, they're doing the good work there by bringing us some joy and levity
that's
with their giant potato.
When we're allowed to, I'm going to go and visit them.
Oh, please do. Take a photo with Doug the potato.
Right, now, here we go. This is a pop one. This is a new one. This is like really edgy. This is nature. Are you having a giraffe? This story was from last week, but I got annoyed about bees and people last week, so I had to talk about that. Anyway, the Californian condor, which is the biggest bird in America, has got a 3-meter wingspan. I don't know if you heard about this.
They look freaky as. They look kind of evil, I have to say.
I like them, actually. That and a vulture. If I could have a couple of birds, I'd have those.
Fair enough. You'd be the coolest kid on the block.
Very badass.
Yeah, anyway, because of human intervention, in 1982, their population had just gone down to 22.
Oh, no.
Right, which is really, really bad. So the birds were taken into care and a breeding program started. And to stop the breeding of close relatives and identifying the sexes of birds' DNA, Hang on, say that again.
Rewind.
Stop the breeding of close relatives and identifying the sexes of the bird's DNA. Fingerprints were taken of the birds. Fingerprints were taken of the birds.
How do you take a fingerprint of a bird? They don't have
hands. A DNA fingerprint.
Oh, okay.
I didn't do my proper, English bit and do a full stop there. I put the full stop in the wrong place. Anyway, as the population grew over the years, so obviously did the database of all the genetic profiles.
Got you.
Of all the birds that were born in the facility, as well as ones they found in the wild. By 2020, the Californian condor population is up to 500.
Wow.
Right? Yay.
They
That's
still
awesome.
Remain protected under the Protection Act. But while examining the database that contains genetic profiles of every condor born, scientists found that two of the condors were biologically fatherless.
Whoa.
Born to two different mothers in captivity years apart. The chicks only carried their mother's genes.
Wow.
And most of them matching any of the male birds in the database.
So they just, those female condors reproduced without a male. They just created a bird.
It's known as parthenogenesis, which is Greek for virgin birth. And it's a form of reproduction in which an egg becomes an embryo without any added help.
Wow.
Nature.
I mean,
what's all that about, honestly?
I mean, this is what's all that about. It's got to be nature, you having a giraffe. a few other big animals have got it. Scorpions.
Sick.
The amazing honeybees. Turkeys
Love
and
them.
Chickens can do it as well.
Chickens?
Never underestimate a chicken. They can do a lot, you know?
The humble chicken.
No, when I think of chickens and people like laugh at them, I think they used to be dinosaurs.
Yeah.
If like a 10-foot one of them come up to you, you wouldn't be laughing, would you?
You would not.
No. Have you ever been...
I'd KFC really quickly, but, you know.
Have you ever been run at by a chicken? It's quite scary. I think I have a memory of being quite a little kid. We had some friends who lived on a farm, and it used to be, like, a fun thing to do, go and, like, collect some eggs from their chook house, until... one day, like, I got run at by a protective chicken, and I was not much taller than a chicken, so it was really scary. But I've worked through it. We're all good with chickens now, but, you know, that lasted for quite some time.
One of the joys of growing up in a city, I suppose. I never saw a chicken until I was 12.
Yeah,
not a live one, anyway. Just kidding. So, yeah, there you go. That's fantastic.
Condors and potatoes. Those are some pretty good topics this morning, Rob.
Thank you. I didn't get that story till 7 o'clock last night, but I was panicking a little bit. I just had the potato story to run with.
Well, I mean, it was a pretty good place to start, I have to say. You have picked us an extremely cheerful tune today. What is the track?
Yeah, I'm all about being cheerful. It's been positive. I know it's been hard and all that, blah, blah, blah. But we're going to get through it, blah, blah, blah. So let's have a bit of fun.
Excellent. Well, you've picked us Sesame Street by Sly and Robbie.
Robbie. Yeah, have a turn this up and have a jump about.
I reckon. We'll see you soon, Rob.
Yep, very soon, I reckon. End of the month.
End of the month. That's Rob's calling it.
Sweet. Bye. See you later. Take care, everyone.
See you later. strong tune from the Barterbollocks there. That is Sesame Street by Sly and Robbie.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
Thank you, Rob.